This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates government's pledge to achieve economic prosperity. Calendar Determination Committee says no Tihar celebrations today despite the day falling inside Yama Panchak. Locals bracing for more heavy rain in the hot heat Valencia and Castellon regions of Spain, posing a new flooding risk for already saturated ground. And Nepal secure a convincing 6-wicket victory over England in their opening match of the Hong Kong Sixes cricket tournament. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated the government's pledge to achieve economic prosperity. Addressing the Sisnopani Deusi program organized at Nepal Academy in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government was actively working to secure development and prosperity. He said various positive works had been carried out in the country and it was not a mere day to build a country. The Prime Minister said development activities had gained pace, reminding the audience that the opponents were only dashing out baseless criticism. Prime Minister Oli further vowed that the government would preserve nation and nationality. Prime Minister Oli also urged the audience not to stoke the issue of entrepreneur Meenbahadur Gurung's assistance to build the UML party office. On the occasion, he extended best wishes to all Nepali citizens on the occasion of Tihar. The Deusi program organized by Sisnopani Nepal was attended by dignitaries including Speaker Debraj Khimire, Chairman of the National Assembly, Naren Dahal and former ministers among other politicians. Sisnopani organizes a satirical Deusi program every year. The calendar, the Nepal Calendar Determination Development Committee has said that there are no celebrations for Tihar today, though it falls within the 5 days of Yama Panchak. Issuing a press statement, the committee said that Lakshmi Puja was performed on Thursday evening while Gai Puja will be performed on Kartik Shukla Pratipada, which is on Saturday. The Bhai Tika will be marked on Sunday. Chairman of the committee, Professor Sri Krishna Adhikari, said that such patterns in the calendar happen at an interval of some years, and the festival of Tihar, which is observed for 5 days, has been extended to 6 days this year due to the same shift in the calendar. The Thai Air Asia is set to conduct flights at Thrivan International Airport, Kathmandu, and Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairahawa from the 3rd of November. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, had banned the Thai Air Asia for violating rules on the 27th of September, but lifted the ban after it apologized and pledged adherence to the CAN's edict. Information officer at CAN, Gyanendra Bhul, informed that the Thai Air Asia would be conducting 4 flights to TIA and 2 to the Gautam Buddha International Airport in a week. The ban was lifted with the condition that if it holds flight to GIA, its permission to TIA would be automatically scrapped. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Locals are bracing for more heavy rain in the hard-hit Valencia and Castellón regions of Spain, posing a new flooding risk for already saturated ground. At least 158 people have been confirmed to have died after the record-breaking rains and subsequent flash flooding. Emergency teams are struggling to restore basic services in Valencia, according to the Spanish media. The president of the region, Carlos Mazón, has announced €250 million of aid for those affected. Officials haven't disclosed the number of people still missing, but said there are many as the toll rose by another 60 deaths on Thursday. Saudi Arabia's Future Investment Initiative, FII 2024, concluded on Thursday, solidifying its position as a global platform for innovation and investment. held in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, from October 29 to 31st. The event brought together world leaders, policymakers, and industry experts to discuss pressing global challenges and opportunities. The FII 2024 focused on key themes such as artificial intelligence, sustainable development, and economic diversification. Participants explored the potential AI to revolutionize industries and improve lives while also discussing strategies to mitigate climate change and ensure a sustainable future, according to the Saudi Press Agency. Several significant announcements were made during the event, including major investments in renewable energy, healthcare and technology. According to the organizers, these initiatives align with Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030, a comprehensive plan to diversify the economy and reduce reliance on oil. Now a sports update. Cricket. Nepal secured a convincing 6-wicket victory over England in their opening match of the Hong Kong Sixes cricket tournament. In the match played at Mong Kok today, Nepal chased down England's total of 97 with only one batsman retiring hurt and all wickets intact. Sandeep Zora was the star of Nepal, smashing an unbeaten 50 off just 12 balls. Lokesh Bom and Rashid Khan also made significant contributions with the bat. Earlier, England's captain Ravi Bopara had scored a quick-fire 49. Nepal had won the toss and had decided to field first. Nepal's next match will be against Australia. This tournament will feature matches that are 12 overs long, with 6 overs allocated to each inning. Only 6 players from each side will participate in the matches instead of the usual 11 players in other formats of the game. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas of Kosi province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain and thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates government's pledge to achieve economic prosperity. Calendar Determination Committee says no Tihar celebrations today despite the day falling inside Yamapanchak. Locals bracing for more heavy rain in hard-hit Valencia and Castellón regions of Spain, posing a new flooding risk for already saturated ground. And Nepal secure a convincing 6-wicket victory over England in their opening match of the Hong Kong Sixes cricket tournament. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.